I, Thomas, was sitting on a couch in my spacious living room, listening to a video about tips in interviewing. After listening to it for the 10th time, I gestured my mom over to call my dad and to begin the interview. 1 minute after calling him to assure that we will begin, I pressed the record button on my phone to start the interview, nervous but determined to get some good responses. My dad spoke in a more serious tone compared to his usual uplifting tone about the living conditions of his neighborhood in China. It was difficult to live in China at the time because it was during a time of economical depression. His parents worked very hard, and even he had to do chores and work. After we were done with the background and introduction questions, we began the more serious questions. I based the questions off of immigration and race, so I can fully grasp how it was like to come to the US as a Chinese person. I chose these three particular questions to answer my prompt. The first question was, how did it felt being a Chinese person in the Navy? His response was,
我有光榮感，因為中國人本身係一個少數族裔，加上咧，我哋去當兵嘅時候係為咗保衞自己嘅屋企人同埋自己所愛個國家，即係美國啊。因為咧，美國咧係俾咗每一個人咧有佢所向往嘅自由啦，有佢所創造嘅機會啦。所以咧，當我入去軍隊嗰時咧，我係覺得光榮。 因為咧，我哋可以做到我哋所每一個人所肩負嘅責任同埋義務，所以就咁。
The second question was, how did you change when you moved to the U.S.? His answer was,
當然移民嚟美國嘅時候咧，覺得咧，有好多生活方式啊、食啊、語言啊，甚至係有啲好普通嘅習俗咧，都係有啲唔同。咁啊，需要係花時間去覺得慢慢改變自己，同去融入去，跟住去理解人哋嘅風俗習慣。例如好似舉例子，漢堡包。漢堡包呢樣嘢咧，其實本身喺我嚟美國之前咧，我都係好少碰嘅。 咁嚟到美國之後咧，就見到就開始習慣咧，就見到人哋食漢堡包，跟住去嘗試下，發覺咦，漢堡包唔錯，跟住久而久之，變咗成為一種好食嘅食物，所以咧就覺得覺得咧，移民嚟咧開頭比較艱苦，但咧隨住時間，不停去即係住喺度，不停去理解，不停去嘗試同埋不停去融入咧。 就覺得開始有以後嘅生活咧，就慢慢更加容易，更加可以融入呢個社會，更加可以同每一個人去喺度相處，咁嘅啦。
The last question was, "Are you proud of your own race and why?" He answered by saying,
今日當然係會啦，因為本身我哋。 中國人喺美國嚟講係一個少數族裔，但問題咧，我哋嘅每個人咧都係不停去努力，去為呢個社會去付出，去為呢個社會去建設。所以其實咧，中國人喺美國其實有一定嘅可以講係一定嘅貢獻，即使係喺軍隊啊、科技啊、從政啊、政治上啊，你都可以見到中國人咧係有一定嘅貢獻。 譬如講，因為咧，其實中國人咧比較都係從一個係中意愛國嘅人，所以咧，其實當佢哋咧覺得美國係佢哋自己國家嘅時候咧，佢哋都會不停為呢個國家、為咗呢個社會係不停去為佢建設啊、付出啊，甚至貢獻你嘅所有嘢，咁啦。
This interview was one of the few times that I discussed serious topics with my dad. However, it was also one of the first to not result in conflict post-conversation. The interview focused on my dad's life and how it has changed from the transition from China to the US, the drawbacks and benefits. The interview was also a lovely experience because I rarely get to talk to my dad for this long due to the extended distance and time differences. This interview allowed me to fully talk to him about something important. He wasn't reluctant. He simply spoke and answered the questions I gave him. This experience was also interesting because I got a look into a world which not many people know about. There may be documentaries describing the events, but it is from a different lens, and this experience shedded some light towards the reason why Chinese people immigrated to the US. I can now educate those who may not know this hidden information. This was a great and memorable experience, and I will talk to my dad a lot more now.